Well, now to Detroit, where a federal judge has halted all lawsuits challenging the city's historic bankruptcy. The ruling today from Judge Stephen Rhodes is considered a defeat for employee unions and retirees. Some were in the courthouse today wearing T-shirts that said Detroit versus everybody. They had filed lawsuits to block Detroit's bankruptcy filing and are obviously not happy with the latest news. For the latest on this, let's bring in Sarah Swick, a reporter with Michigan Radio, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Sarah, first, just give us more details about what the judge said today.
Basically, what the judge did is say that Detroit is eligible to file for bankruptcy, that the filing that they made was legitimate, and that all lawsuits that had challenged that filing, and there were several, will now be decided in his court, in the federal court.
And what about this argument that had been made that pensions are protected by the state constitution, and therefore the bankruptcy filing is not legitimate?
Well, that's yet to be decided. I mean, he's decided that the filing was indeed legitimate. However, all the questions that were raised in those lawsuits, such as whether they can indeed cut pensions in bankruptcy, whether federal law would trump the Michigan state constitution that protects public pensions, those are all questions that are going to be sort of absorbed into the federal court proceedings now. So that's still something that's going to be decided on down the road.
Do we know what the strategy of the people who were arguing against the bankruptcy will be going forward?
Not entirely yet, but they have brought up issues that Kevin Orr, the emergency manager, has not negotiated with them in good faith. And we need to make clear that while the judge has decided that Detroit's bankruptcy filing was legitimate, he hasn't yet decided that the city is actually eligible to be in Chapter 9 bankruptcy. That's sort of the next phase as this proceeds is they have to meet a bunch of criteria to decide whether they actually qualify for Chapter 9. And one of those is that the city and emergency manager have made a good faith effort to reach an agreement with its creditors, and they argue that he has not. So that's certainly something that's probably they're going to bring up to challenge the bankruptcy going forward.
That the creditors there wasn't enough effort being made by Kevin Orr, you're talking about, the city's emergency manager, to make deals with creditors before the bankruptcy filing.
Yes, exactly.
So another issue here is whether the creditors are going to be treated equally in a bankruptcy. Do we know much about that and what the issue is there?
Again, Kevin Orr is trying to do something that's fairly radical within sort of the structure of municipal bankruptcy and treating all of the creditors of Detroit's unsecured debt equally. And that, again, is something that the bankruptcy judge is going to have to decide on, but it's something that, usually bondholders, there's not really any precedent for bankruptcy in a city the size of Detroit, but
right.
There is some precedent for bondholders being paid off while pensions have been cut. That was the case in Central Falls, Rhode Island. Now, granted, they did not have the same constitutional protection for pensions that Michigan did, but it's going to be interesting going forward just to see if he really can treat all classes of creditors equally or whether people are going to sort of fall in line in a certain order.
And Sarah, give us a sense of the feeling there in Detroit. It's been a very big, busy, tough week for a lot of people. A lot of Detroit residents have a lot on the line here, especially pensioners who are worried about their source of income. What are people feeling like as we move forward on this bankruptcy filing?
I think the people who are most directly affected, pensioners and union members, are definitely feeling, well, I mean, after the ruling today, I think they're feeling a little defeated and, perhaps that they're not really going to get a fair shot in bankruptcy court. For people who are not so directly affected, I mean, it's really, so far at least, had pretty minimal impact on day-to-day life, other than the fact that you know, everyone suddenly seems to be paying attention to Detroit, and some people are saying, well, you know, the city may have filed for bankruptcy, but for us, you know, the city has been in bankruptcy essentially for a long time, in the sense that the city isn't doing what it needs to do for its residents. So, but we'll see whether that sort of holds true going forward or whether there's more direct impact on the actual citizens of Detroit.
Sarah Swick, reporter for Michigan Radio, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.